Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's another time of the day where we get to fellowship with the King of Kings. If this is the first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God, where we get to dive into the deep revelations in the Word of God. Right here on the show, we get a plain map to every aspect of our lives. The Lord gets to speak to us, He gets to direct us, and we get to listen to Him. That's why I'm very certain that on this show you're going to be getting lots of answers to all of the questions you have on your mind. If you've been very frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So I want you to spread this message. Let somebody out there be a partaker of today's blessings. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 29th day in the month of December 2024. We've come here with our hearts of gratitude and we've come to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for being our help this far. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Today is Sunday, the 29th of December 2024. I'll be looking at a topic that says handling criticisms. And our hymn for today is taken from hymn 19 from our manual. Hymn 19, Rock of Ages, clear for me. Rock of Ages, clear for me. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Revelations chapter 18 to chapter 19. Revelations from chapter 18 to chapter 19. Our memory verse today is taken from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11, which says, "Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yielded the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby." Our Bible reading for today is taken from Proverbs chapter 15, from verse 31 to 32. Proverbs chapter 15, from verse 31 to 32. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 31, it reads, "The ear that hears the rebukes of life will abide among the wise. He who disdains instruction despises his own soul, but he who heeds rebuke gets understanding." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Today our Bible, our manual reads, a lot of people think that being a leader means that whatever they say or do is final and should not be questioned. If you're making any progress in life, criticism will definitely come. When the Redeemed Christian Church of God was just a small church with headquarters in a small corner of a Butemeta, no one criticized us. Now that we have branches all around the world, criticisms come in from everywhere. This is a sign of growth. This is a sign of growth. And rather than being sad about it, I am happy that we have grown. Some people will criticize you out of love because your success means a lot to them. Some will criticize you out of spite because they are envious of you and want you to fail. Either way, your attitude to criticism is what will determine if you will succeed or fail. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 5 to 7 says, "A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel, to understand a proverb and the interpretation, the word of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." Beloved, be open to suggestions from your subordinates or people who you consider younger or less experienced than you. When they tell you that you are not doing something right, listen to them without getting defensive or aggressive. If you grumble or sulk for days because you were criticized, you need to speak to yourself so that you can last. No matter what people say about you, you must never give the impression that you are above correction. Moses was the anointed one who was called by God. He spoke to God mouth to mouth, like we see in Numbers chapter 12, verse 8. Yet the solution to the challenge he had in ministry was his father-in-law, who did not have the same intimacy with God as he did. You may be the head of your home, chief executive officer, or pastor, but that does not mean you know it all. Believe me, every criticism is an opportunity for you to become a better person. If you take it well, you will become better. The choice is yours. Some of the decisions we made that helped us become better were responses to criticism. I know some of the critics meant harm, but God used them to show us how to do things better, and we are growing stronger for it. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, always see criticism as an opportunity to grow, not an opportunity to fight the critic. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His Word today, in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share the message? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast and click on the Open Heaven Hour. You will see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you would like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. every morning on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's also available on our mobile app, which you can find on Play Store and Apple Store. Just search for Praise Palace Radio and download the app. This will give you access to all our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us this morning to hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye-bye.